This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, July the 4th is upon us, TV show. I'm Doug Steffen. The services of Jennifer Horn not required today, mostly because she and her mother went off somewhere, I think, didn't they, Victoria? Again. Headed for the hills.
The beach?
Literally.
I think they're at the beach.
Headed for the beach. The beach. It's a beach. It's a beach time of year. Victoria Keelan is on the beach. She doesn't have to be. That's not to say that she is looking for a job. That's one of the traditional expressions, right? For being
what?
On the... You never heard that before?
Wait, when say that
get,
again?
When you get fired, you don't have work, you go, you're on the beach. That's an old expression.
No, back I've to when never I, heard
oh,
that.
Yeah. A lot of my friends in the radio business were on the beach a lot.
I'm on the beach pretty much every day, so yeah. I don't know what that says.
It says you have a great place, and you should be thankful for it. I'm sure you are. Carol Schillen is here. We're all here to express our thanks as today is the 4th of July, Independence Day, the true meaning of the 4th of July. Actually, it wasn't on the 4th of July when all of this stuff happened. It was on July 2nd. I forgot about that. I was just doing some research and back into the history. But I remember when I was teaching English, and we used to try to coordinate all of the various departments, as some of us who were friends, the history teacher and the science teacher, we'd get the kids do projects that were, you know, that put a lot of things together. And I remember assigning students I had in one of the eighth grades to do a treatise, if you will, do some research and write the story of what really happened on the 4th of July. And they were all astonished to learn that it wasn't really on the 4th of July at all. The members of the Continental Congress voted for independence on July 2nd. And then it was 2 days after that, on the 4th, that the separate documents, the Declaration, et cetera, which had been had better press, then was signed, and the reasons for Declaration were spelled out. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The only thing is that they left out a number of people. This was, remember, a group of wealthy white landowners who were in Philadelphia. They put the document together, but they excluded a lot of people from the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness routine. Jews, Indians or Native Americans, women, slaves. They didn't have the same rights as did old white guys. And there are a lot of people who think that still continues today, whether it does or doesn't. Maybe we'll have a little conversation about that. So that's what the 4th of July is really all about, frankly. And I mean, that's not the only thing that we ought to focus on, but it is what the reality was in that day. And in some people's minds still today, the people who want to be strict constitutionalists, that's why one of the reasons that I think we ought to have another constitutional Congress or whatever they call it, to straighten out some of the things that have never been dealt with. Sometimes they have added things, amendments to the Constitution, that sort of thing. But there really are some inequities in there. And I would not have known about them, Frank, even though I was political science major, history major when I was in college, and I loved studying this stuff. It was the kids that I had in the eighth grade who actually brought a lot of this stuff to my attention. So that was a good exercise. The history teacher was impressed with it. Don't you think that's good that we learn about things? And today, with the advent of all the information that there is, sadly, some of it's true and some of it isn't, you got to sift through it, but all the information we have at our fingertips, with all the, you know, there's a blessing and a curse with all the info that's at our fingertips. But I think you can find, if you mess around a little bit, that there are a lot of inequities. I thought Thomas Paine saying, if we don't all hang together, we'll hang separately.
That's a great quote.
It is really a great line. All right, so Victoria, what do you have to kick off the extravaganza and the celebration here in this hour?
Well, if you're in China, you don't have much to celebrate if you're a man, because the Beijing bikini has been banned.
No.
And then if you're wondering what the Beijing bikini is, it's kind of gross, actually. Even though it's a sweltering 96 degrees, an average temperature this week in parts of China, in the Shandong province in Beijing, which is a home to 8.7 million Chinese people, they have a new notice ordering the public to keep their shirts on in public places. Now, this is for men. The Beijing bikini is... Apparently, middle-aged men across the country, they like to roll, they wear tank tops, so they roll their tank tops up from the bottom, up, forming sort of like a sports bra, and their bellies are exposed, and apparently in the local authorities are just tired of this look. And so they have actually ordered that all the men in this province either keep their shirts on completely, or they get a serious fine. And, you know, fines in China usually end up with, like, jail time. So apparently this is a very common sight. Middle-aged men in China relaxing in public places with their shirt rolled up to expose their stomach, or they're going completely topless. And this is something that they've now deemed an uncivilized behavior. And so it's an uncivilized phenomenon, even some have called it. And they say that they're cracking down on improper dressing in public places. And this is actually... caused a huge uproar, saying that that shirtlessness and wanton exposure of body parts has led to public bickering, jumping lines, littering, uncivilized dog walking. All these things are being targeted this week in China. So as people turn on the air conditioning, a lot of people are, because of the heat, and that there is a heat wave that's going kind of all across Europe and Asia, and they're cracking down on this. So this is the Beijing bikini's actually trending, which is hilarious to me.
Having a heat wave.
Yeah.
There's a heat wave all over. That's the east side, the east coast, if you will. There is tremendous heat. There is also, there's rain. They're having the same sort of thing there as we have here. And so if you're going to take a trip over, I don't know if people go to, do people go to China actually other than to go to the wall? What, do they even encourage tourism? I remember when they invited me to go over there 20 years ago, it was at the beginning of a focus on getting Americans to come and tour and have and spend money.
Oh, I'm sure they would love us to spend money there, but they've been telling, well, China has issued a pretty strong warning to their citizens to not come here now because of the tariff war. So they've been saying that it's, you know, that America is not safe for Chinese tourists, which is ridiculous, but that's what they're telling their people. So I don't know if it's, I don't know if they still want us to visit there, but if you do, don't wear a Beijing bikini.
Next item of interest here, for those of you who celebrate with the birth of America, the celebration of America, all that's good in America, one of the things that traditionally has been on the focus when it comes to business in America is the Boeing company, the jets that they make, the work that they do on behalf of making America strong, building planes, selling lots of them, the biggest export. A couple of items from Boeing. They're starting a $100 million fund for the families and communities of the people who died in those two 737 crashes, the MAX crashes last year. Boeing says it's going to partner with local governments and nonprofit organizations. The funds will support education, hardship, living expenses, that kind of thing, for, and also community programs for the impacted families, economic development in impacted communities. This $100 million fund, it's kind of a drop in the bucket. The Boeing Corporation is one of the most valuable entities in our country, worth hundreds of billions of dollars. They said they're going to release more information in the near future. So employees are making donations as well. Boeing says they're sorry for the loss of lives. Both of these actions, these lives lost, will continue to weigh heavily on our hearts and our minds. Families and loved ones of those on the board of directors have our deepest sympathy. We hope on board of the plane, excuse me, the board of directors said that in a release. So What you didn't know or what you didn't hear about Boeing in all of this hoopla is that they have, because of the problem, the heart of the problem with the 737 MAX is the software. And it's been plagued by issues. They don't seem to be able to find whatever it is that will keep the planes flying. So they continue all, there are hundreds and hundreds of them that are grounded, sitting on the ground out in the West Coast, mostly in Arizona in the desert where they park planes because it's dry and they won't be, they won't get rusty. So the, the thing that is, I think I said something to you about this off the air the other day, Kara. Boeing, longtime Boeing engineers say that the effort to fix the software mistakes have been compromised or complicated by a push to outsource the work to people who get $9 an hour to develop and test software in countries that have no background in aerospace. Most of the work has gone to India. And pilots know this, and that's why American pilots and some of the others now, this is becoming a public. Do you know this, Victoria? Did you hear the story before?
No.
Did you hear anything about this? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
$9 an hour problem fixers in India. That's where they're what is, how do these people who are running this company, what do they think? Nobody's going to find out? The coders from a company called HCL Technologies Limited. It's an Indian software development company, and it's run by a former Boeing software engineer who worked on a flight test group supporting the building of the MAX. And now that the pilots have found out about it and are talking about it, it's getting public attention, although I don't know if there's a lot of public attention because I dug around. Matter of fact, somebody who knows that I follow what goes on closely sent this to me. I hadn't seen it's not available. The usual, no, the regular news source channels aren't carrying this at all because they don't want to upset, you know, Boeing because they spent a lot of money advertising. So Boeing has cultivated this company and a couple of other Indian companies. This company won several orders for commercial aircraft and military planes that are being sold to India. The order included 100 of these 737 MAX 8 jets that were supposed to go to the Indian National Airline. That had been earlier pretty much dominated by Airbus. So, anyway, I find this is stressing me out here a little. I just don't get it. They think nobody's going to find out about this stuff. $9 an hour engineers. There you go.
Well, maybe that's good money in India. I hate to say, and I mean, I think it's ridiculous, but if you look at the poverty level in India, $9 an hour might be the equivalent of like $100 an hour here.
Okay, but why can't we get it done by American engineers? Why do we have to go to India? Is there something wrong with the people that are, whatever they're making here in our country?
I don't know.
I'd want to know. Yeah.
I don't think it makes people feel confident in Boeing.
The simulator tests that were run by the FAA this week say the software issues run deeper than what Boeing is admitting.
Yeah. I think so, too. Don't you?
The planes are still on the ground.
Yeah, and nobody... the software, the quote-unquote fix for that problem already has bugs that have been detected. So I think that this is a much larger problem. I think that's an understatement to say, there are bigger problems than what they were admitting.
The engineers who worked on this plane now have gone public saying that they had pressure from managers to limit changes that might introduce extra time or cost.
Mm-hmm.
They did all kinds of things you can imagine, one guy said, because they wanted to get this on the market to compete with Airbus. Yeah. So there's some food for thought for you on July the 4th, 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from pens to paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples copy paper is only $3.99. You save $3.
But hurry, this offer's good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
N7619 in-store only. Valid on SKU 135-855.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no cab tractor hauling in bales. Back in
sounds like a song from the American Family Farmer, Kara, from Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan in the focus musically on this 4th of July. Probably got a lot of patriotic songs to sing. He and Sierra and Khalid and Derek Hoff, Maren Morris, Brad Paisley, all set to perform in the 43rd annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks spectacular from the Brooklyn Bridge tonight. I was thinking about what happened last year. Macy's celebrating American culture by featuring music from some of the country's great film scores. The score for the show was recorded on the West Coast on the old MGM backlot where the film classics were first recorded. Jennifer Hudson teamed up with the orchestra from Hollywood scoring Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Edward Scissorhands, The Lion King. Edward Scissorhands, why is that a...
That's the orchestra that did all of those movies.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
okay. All right.
We're not hearing music from Star Wars tonight.
No. Jennifer Hudson, somewhere over the rainbow, she's doing that, right? We got that?
Yep.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, this is not the official version, but she sang that song multiple times before, so.
So the score for the celebration features classic themes from 10 different films. It took place on one of the biggest motion picture scoring venues in the world, the Barbra Streisand scoring stage. Macy's also has got a couple of tricks up their sleeve for the fireworks show tonight. Lights will burst from the span between the large towers of the Brooklyn Bridge. 70,000 different effects. So you can watch the show on NBC tonight if you want, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. On the local NBC channel. No, this doesn't thrill me. Does it thrill you? Does it excite you?
I might actually watch this.
Fourth of July is amazing.
Yeah.
But the music.
I've been there many years live.
Yeah. I know. I get that, but the music here. Well, these people are gonna.
I like all the music. They're all pretty big artists right now, and they're from all different kinds of genres, which is cool. And I'm not actually going to see fireworks tonight, so it'll actually be fun for me to
Well, there are fewer and fewer places that have fireworks, actually, anymore. We don't have any fireworks locally.
Well, especially around D.C., it's like you have to go into the city or you have to deal with so much traffic to go and see fireworks, and then they're already late at night because they have to wait until it's dark. It's like, I don't want to get home at 11 or midnight just to see fireworks.
That's when you have to get up and work tomorrow.
Luckily, we're just going to walk right outside to the beach because our apartment complex does like a whole big fireworks show. So
nice.
I'll probably see some of it on NBC and some of it outside my door.
There you go.
I'll send you
26 after the hour on the DJV program, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you now focusing on Taylor Swift. Seems to be in the music news almost every day. Her attorney, Don Passman, has stepped into the battle between Taylor, Big Machine Labeling Group's founder, CEO Scott Borchetta, and Scooter Braun, whose Ithaca Holdings purchased the Swift's master recordings for $300 million. I guess a little more than that, actually. Scott Borchetta claimed 100% of all of Taylor Swift's assets were to be transferred to her immediately upon signing the new agreement. We're working together on a new type of deal for our new streaming world that was not necessarily tied to albums, but more to a length of time. Taylor had every chance in the world to own not just her master recordings, but every video, photograph, everything associated to her career. She chose to leave that behind. I'm not sure I understand.
Basically, she's saying that she left her record company because she wanted to buy all of her music that they owned, and they wouldn't let her unless she signed on for like another 10 years or so, and she decided.
And now they're saying it was her choice.
And then Scooter Braun, who's a producer for Justin Bieber and Demi Lovato, then came in and was able to buy all of her music without any of those other stipulations. So she's mad about it.
Well, does she have a leg to stand on? Can she, if she said she didn't care, who made that decision?
Well, she didn't say she didn't care. No, she tried to negotiate. They went months and months trying to negotiate this, and they told her the only way that she could buy her music and own her masters is if she stayed for another 10 years, and each new album she put out would earn her back one of the old ones. And she said that it's indentured servitude, so she walked away.
Mm-hmm. Knowing full well that she was going to leave her catalog worth $300 million behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they made the judgment not like that too much. That if she acknowledged.
Well, I didn't think she realized that they were just going to immediately go and
sell it to someone else.
But
she could have written a check for it, and that's what she's saying. She was never given the option to just outward write a check and buy her stuff back. But Scooter Braun came in and bought
that question. Yeah, but
well, they did. They did. No, they did. That's what the lawyer's saying. They did do that, and she was denied.
Yeah, I'd sue him. 29 after the hour on the DJV program, July.
Over there on the internet.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit Dr. Christian Kahn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirming it's issuing fines to illegal immigrants who've taken sanctuary in U.S. churches. This woman says she's already been fined nearly $500,000 after she started living in an Ohio church back in 2017.
They know where I am. They know I'm here in the church taking sanctuary. I don't know why they send them to me this letter.
The agency says it can legally fine immigrants who have an order to leave the country. They can fine them nearly $800 for every day they've refused to comply.
After saying that it was not going to include the question following a Supreme Court ruling, the U.S. Justice Department now says it is trying to find out how to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you had your beauty rest? If feeling fine, celebrating the birthday, we're here live, as is usually the case for most holidays on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Thanks for being here, Victoria. And Kara Schillen is at the controls down in Washington at our studio. What are you doing later? Well, Victoria's going to the fireworks on the beach.
Tonight, Kara, yes. I'm excited.
Kara's going out and have a hot dog, probably. later on today.
Does Kara eat hot dogs?
I don't like hot dogs. I'm in that. We did that study the other day about hamburgers being more popular. I'm in the hamburger camp. I'm not in the
you
hot
are,
dog
okay.
camp.
Hamburgers. Hamburgers.
Hamburger.
Hamburgers. Did you see the story of the father? So many people at the beach this week, and the weather is great around the country for going to the beach. Here's a father who had a drone out over where his family was in the water. And the drone spotted a shark that was headed for his family. He said, quote, as soon as I took the drone out over their heads, I started seeing shadows, and then I zoomed down in, moving through the water. There was a shark.
Ooh.
So he got his father, this was down in the coast of Florida, which is turning out to be the shark bite capital of the world.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Florida's number one in of all the states. Florida's number one. I think Hawaii is number two, and North Carolina is number three.
What are you supposed to do in that situation when a shark is right next to
you? Get your butt to the shore.
They talk about
start
like
swimming.
They talk about with like bears, you know, playing dead. Like, is that are you supposed to just swim as fast as possible and hope that they're not faster than you, or that it, you know, it scares them, or I don't know.
You won't. Well, actually, no. If you're too close to the shark, you probably should stay still.
Because I was going to say, I'd be scared that splashing around a bunch would.
Yes, that attracts them because you sound to them like a fish in distress. So you sound like prey. But that's if you're close to them. But if you're far enough away, get to the shore as fast as possible. North Carolina's had like 10 shark bites already this year. It's kind of crazy.
And if you're planning on going to Cambodia on vacation, maybe you ought to not go there. Yesterday, a two-year-old girl was, I don't even understand this, how this girl was near a crocodile, the family farm. They have crocodiles on the water all around it. Somehow this girl got close to it, and that was the end of her.
Oh, jeez. So,
I mean, all you have to do is be washing your hands in the water or something like that, and then they come out of nowhere.
Crocodiles are so vicious and so aggressive. Yeah. Alligators aren't, but crocodiles are. Oh, freaky.
Yeah. So there is a lot of things to talk about. There are a lot of things to talk about on the 4th of July, our Independence Day. There are people who have a lot of ideological differences today. Well, there were the same circumstances, believe it or not, that existed back with the Continental Congress in Philadelphia in 1776. As we celebrate our Independence Day, I'm going back to some of the things that I learned as a teacher when I gave my youngsters things to sort out, writing essays about our history. And so as I look through some of the other things that Victoria has gleaned, things that you may not have known. For example, from 1763 to 1773, King George increasingly was squeezing the colonies, trying to get money. It's kind of like the days of Robin Hood, you know, rob from the rich and give to the poor. All the taxes, all the laws, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And then in 1764, the phrase taxation without representation is tyranny spread through the colonies like wildfire, the cry of outrage. The more colonists rebelled, the more the king doubled down with force from his troops. The Stamp Act, passed in 1765, was the straw that broke the back of the colonies. It was passed by the British Parliament. The act taxed any piece of printed paper, including newspapers, legal documents, ships' papers, even playing cards. The cards were taxed. So in the fall of 1768, ships came from England into Boston Harbor to show these guys. Tensions boiled over. March 5th, 1770, in Boston Harbor, during a street fight between a group of colonists and some British soldiers, the soldiers fired shots. Crispus Attucks, remember him from history?
Yeah.
He was killed. First American, he was black. He was the first, not a lot of people don't know, the first person to die in the Revolutionary War was a black guy.
Hmm.
And 1773, the Boston Tea Party erupted. Colonists disguised as Mohegan Indians raided the British ship, dumping all the tea overboard rather than pay taxes on it. Today, the Mohegan Indians own the largest and probably most profitable of all of the sort of gaming resorts in New England. It's called Mohegan Sun's down in Connecticut. Anyway, that's how we pay back the Indians, right? We give them their
I don't think they even make the profits from that, though.
Well, the leaders of the tribe,
there
the average Indian, they don't get it.
No, it's another bad deal for Native Americans.
Yeah, continued pressure. And the resistance that started the towns of Lexington and Concord. I'm sitting in Framingham. I can
That's not
almost
far from you, right?
Spit
Lexington Concord. And Concord?
I can be in Concord in about 14 minutes, 15 minutes. And that was the first battle. I remember walking around there the first time. I think I'll take Miles. Maybe he's a little young yet. It might take him over there when he's here in a couple of weeks. the first battle, April 19th. It's Patriots Day in Massachusetts. You know that when the marathon is run? The first battle.
I didn't know that. So that is that connected? Patriots Day and the marathon?
Patriots Day was when the first shots were fired by the British at the Americans.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep.
Is that why that movie with Mark Wahlberg was called Patriots Day?
Yes.
I never understood that because it's about the Boston Marathon bombing, but I never put that together. I didn't know why it was called
Patriots
that.
Patriots Day is when the marathon is run.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So anyway, all the delegates that went to draft the document proclaiming their liberation from England were there to take care of themselves. But as I mentioned in the last half hour, they didn't take very good care of the natives or women or slaves or Jews. And it didn't fare too well under the original Constitution. And then if you go back in terms of slavery, 1619, first African slaves delivered to Jamestown. And then you fast forward to 1776, 20% of colonial America were slaves in 1776. And then you continue down that road, the founders specified that not only were black males not entitled to their freedom, every man was considered only three-fifths of a white man. That's the guys who signed the Declaration of Independence. Prominent white women pushed for rights, didn't get too far. Time when white women of every class were unable to own land. They couldn't inherit property unless their husband gave them permission. Abigail Adams issued a warning to her husband, John Adams, who was president. I think he was third president of the United States. Quote, remember the ladies, if particular care and attentions not paid to the ladies, we're determined to foment a rebellion and will not hold ourselves bound by any laws in which we have no voice or representation. Good for her.
Girl. Abigail Adams. She was great. She's someone who I don't think is studied enough because of her husband, but she's really a formidable force in the early early colonies.
No relation to Amy Adams. Maybe Amy Adams is related to her, the actress. After much debate over what to include and what to leave out, Jefferson tasks with himself with pulling the Declaration together, envisions a nation where life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness crystallize the meaning of being an American.
He stole so much from France because Jefferson had lived in France and spoke French fluently. And people don't know this, but most of our Constitution is just a blatant plagiarization of the French Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So much of it comes from French. Actually, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is even a phrase we stole from the French.
Yeah. What is it? How does that? I remember.
Right? I forget. Yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah. You know who else lived over there a lot and brought a lot of that stuff back to our country was Benjamin, what's his face?
Franklin, yeah.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin lived a long time in France. So he was very influential in all of this stuff as well. So that's the...
He wanted our national symbol to be the turkey, which is one of those fun little factoids.
Yeah.
He really, during the Continental Congress, he really wanted our national bird to be the turkey. He did not, which makes sense. It's kind of funny because Thanksgiving, it's all about turkeys. But yeah, he really wanted it to be the turkey, and we went with the American eagle, but he was adamant.
There's a lot of stuff floating around today in interviews that I haven't seen before. Asking people who are running American businesses and who are influencers in American life, what do you think of America at the moment? A fellow that runs J.P. Morgan Chase, named Jamie Dimon, says that excessive regulation and bureaucracy are hindering our growth. The whole American public knows mind-numbing paperwork, red tape, bureaucracy is making it harder to build homes, to build bridges, to start businesses. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
the business that I'm trying to start on my farm, it's taken us 5 months to get what we should have been able to do in 5 weeks actually accomplished, and we're not there yet. We're being stonewalled at every turn by not people who don't want us to do it. In fact, the opposite is true. 99% of everybody in the community who knows what I'm planning to do to save the farm is for it. It's the bureaucracy, red tape, and BS created by lawyers and others who are, you know, in positions of power. So this guy from J.C. Morgan says this is what's going on. This is really why you can't repair any bridges. It isn't so much we don't have the money to fix our infrastructure, but it's so complicated to get approval from environmental interests, from regulators, from people. I'm just noticing in my community here, there's a press release that came from the office of the development director who's leaving because he's an incompetent nincompoop. Nice guy. But he, you know, the press didn't ask any questions. They just printed what came out of his office. And he's been responsible for the slowdown. Instead of increasing economic development, he's been, he just didn't know any better. He wasn't the right guy for the right, for that job. And so all of these conversations that you, this is the kind of stuff, by the way, to go back to the revolution, this is the kind of thing that starts a revolution. We have become so inundated. It's so, these people are ineffective, but they create things to create work for themselves and to create their own reality. It boggles my mind. I just use him as an example, even though these guys, it's kind of laughable that J.P. Morgan and that bunch are complaining about regulation because they created what happened in 2008 because there wasn't enough regulation, or if there were regulations, people weren't watching them. But he's right in the spirit of it, even though he probably isn't the right spokesperson for that point of view. It's the amount of red tape and BS paperwork is just awful. And I think that is something that we have to rail against. All right, so what do we have for television news, Victoria? Anything you were talking about, all of the specials today and tonight, Macy's Parade, mm-hmm. Macy's extravaganza on the Brooklyn Bridge tonight, what else?
Yep, and a Capital Fourth, and that is the celebration of America's 243rd birthday. That's from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol.
So how's that going to be influenced by that Trump rally today? Is that in the same space?
I don't know. I don't really know, actually. The West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol, I don't know. I have no idea. It's weird because I haven't seen where any of the Trump stuff is being televised. Doesn't the president usually go to the Capitol Fourth?
I don't remember. Some of those shows become a little, they're all the same every year. It's the same.
It's kind of long. People, well, anyway, the Capitol Fourth is on PBS tonight at 8 p.m. If you want to switch over, the Macy's Fourth of July Fireworks Spectacular is also on at 8 p.m. That's on NBC. That features Luke Bryan, Khalid, Maren Morris, Brad Paisley, Fireworks, Derek Huff and Sierra are the hosts of that tonight. So that's probably more watched, I'm guessing, than the Capitol Fourth. But if you want to flip back and forth, both of them have pretty great fireworks spectaculars. And so if you don't like fireworks, or if the fireworks are over, at 9:55 p.m. tonight on MTV, you can get a first look, a little sneak peek into the next season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. You can see the situation heading off to the clinker and see how everybody deals with life while he's gone.
Uh-huh. Birthday cakes today all around for America seeing a lot of that. That'll be all over the local news and stuff today. Here's something for you to think about if you are being treated for cancer, or you know somebody who's being treated for cancer. Maybe you've decided, if you have the problem, not to go through what other people you know of went through before they passed away. There are lots of great medical breakthroughs, kind of like the breakthrough that we've had in our country's history. People decide they're not going to take it anymore. And so there's a book called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X, all about cancer, how it's treated in other places. You can read the book. You buy a copy of it at 714xbook.com. Use the code DJV. Bonus material comes with it and a generous discount. Again, order your copy at 714xbook.com. Find out how other people in other places have been treated with cancer. Do No Harm with Harmless 714X at 714xbook.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Talk time at 53 past the hour on this 4th of July. Let's get right to it, Victoria. A lot of things going on. Amazon is going to be held liable for these products on its platform that it doesn't even make. That's not an interesting.
And this is, I think this is great, because if you've, all of us, everyone I know has bought something on Amazon that was defective or didn't work as it was supposed to, and then you try to return it, and Amazon's good about returns, but if you buy a defective product, you're kind of stuck with it. And a lot of stuff is even counterfeit. If you buy makeup, that's, you have to really be careful what you buy on Amazon. There's just, it's such a huge platform, there's very little quality control and very little oversight. And a federal court has now ruled in a similar fashion, saying that Amazon can be sued over third-party sales on its platform. And Amazon sells their own stuff, but, of course, they allow vendors to sell products through their marketplace, and they take a cut of the profits. In late 2014, a woman named Heather Oberdorf ordered a dog collar from a marketplace seller. This is not a product made by Amazon, but something that they sold. It broke while she was walking her dog. The leash snapped, and it flew back at her. It was one of those retractable leashes, and it permanently blinded her in one eye.
Wow.
Yeah. So she sued Amazon, accusing them of negligence. A district court in Pennsylvania found that Amazon couldn't be sued because it was a seller under the law, and because it was protected by Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which sounds ridiculous and sounds like it has nothing to do with an online marketplace, but it's one of those weird little loopholes. And that gives protections to platforms from the actions of people using them. And so she appealed the ruling, and the appeals court actually sided with her, saying Amazon can be held liable for its role in this chain of sales. And the court also ruled that Amazon is protected for speech on its platform, but not protected for the sale of goods in the real world. And so two different appeals courts have found in Amazon's favor in similar cases, as have other lower courts, but any decision like this one, which ruled in her favor, any decision actually kind of chips away at Amazon's legal protections for the platform and for its business. So going forward, I think we're probably going to hear more of this kind of stuff than these lawsuits being tossed around in various courts and different levels of courts, but I absolutely, totally side with this woman and with that court decision, because if you buy something from Amazon, there should be some accountability. I don't think they should be able to say, oh, well, you know, our hands are clean because, you know, you used our platform willingly, and that's that. I think that they absolutely need to have some oversight in that one. So, well, that's kind of a developing story, and that's probably going to be years in the making, but we'll see where that one goes.
All right, there it is. Philips has added Bluetooth to their new line of smart light bulbs.
The Geek Out.
Philips Hue is generally considered the leader in smart home lighting, and the company continues to expand their line, recently launching smart outdoor lighting. Historically, one of the criticisms of Hue has been the requirement of a hub, the center of the system, which adds cost and complexity. But recently, Philips announced a new line of bulbs with Bluetooth compatibility, eliminating the need for the hub. Now all you do is screw in a bulb, and you control it directly from your smartphone with the Hue app. While losing a hub is probably a pro, the cons are a limited range of Bluetooth and the limited number of bulbs you can control at one time. For launch, there's a pair of different Bluetooth Hue bulbs with more coming later. We've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Up into the all-new greater than ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
All right, Canon is doing a crowdfunding. What's the story with that?
Yeah, Canon's turning to Indiegogo, which is similar to Kickstarter or GoFundMe. And they're crowdfunding a brand new tiny outdoor camera that's built into a keychain. It's called the Ivy Rec. And it's about the size of a USB flash drive. It wirelessly connects through either Wi-Fi or Bluetooth to the Canon Mini Cam app on your phone, and it shows, which gives you a live preview of whatever picture you're going to take. There's a single dial on the back of it that lets you switch between photograph modes, and the Ivy Rec can actually record 1080p video. It's waterproof for up to 30 minutes for depths up to 3 feet, and Canon says the camera is also shockproof, great for outdoors. Essentially, think of this as a mini version of a GoPro, which is pretty cool. Tech writers asked why Canon is going the crowdfunding route for the camera instead of just, you know, launching it. And Canon said that the reason they're doing it is because they're looking to capture as many new customers as they can, and particularly casual photographers. So think vacation photos, things like that. There's no word yet on pricing or a launch date, but if you sign up now on Indiegogo, you get 30% off the retail price if you're an early backer.
There you go. 59, there's an opportunity. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.